In today's video, I will share a huge secret. And we all love secrets, don't we? It builds up our human curiosity. Check it out in today's video. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary, where we explore all things Catholic with a special love and devotion for the holy souls in purgatory and the Blessed Mother. If you are new, please subscribe, hit the like button, and the notification bell so you can learn about every video that I put out each week. If you want to support this channel, check out the many ways you can do that in the description down below. I have something unbelievable to share with you. But first of all, we have much to celebrate. So this channel has been around for about a year and a half, about 6 months after it began on my birthday in June of 2020, 6 months later, right around this time in Christmas, because of a novena that I did on Christmas that ended with the souls in purgatory interceding, it was my first, so to speak, viral video. And then I began growing where I went to over 1,000 subscribers. And now we are at 7,000 subscribers a year and a half later. It is so amazing. And I know that this is for a purpose. I know that God wants me to share what I'm about to tell you in today's video. You have trusted me up until this point. You have subscribed. You have watched many of my videos. You have trusted me to teach you, to share with you things, to tell you about the souls in purgatory, about the Blessed Mother. I want you to continue trusting me and let me lead you in what I'm about to tell you. So let me give you a little bit of a background, some more details about some of the things that I've asked God for. So at some point in my own spiritual journey, I came to understand something that was unbelievably significant. That one of the things that every person needed to know in order to truly grow was that they had to become fully aware of God's love for them. Not just to know it on a very superficial level, but I realized and became obsessed with this petition where I would ask God, God, please help me understand more deeply just how much you love me. Because I came to understand that in every human mind and every human soul and psyche, we often don't believe this, and we follow Jesus without really accepting how much he loves us. So I came to understand that this was an important petition. And this desire to know God's love for me led me to want to meet God the Father, because I came to understand that the Holy Spirit transforms us. He leads us to Jesus. And Jesus's primary mission was to show us the Father. So those words of St. Thomas at the Last Supper, where he says, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. That became my prayer. And I began asking and asking and seeking and knocking. My friends, God heard my prayer through a whole series of things that happened. I came to gain the gift of hearing the voice of God the Father. Yes, I admitted it. I'm speaking the truth. I know how to hear the voice of God the Father. And I want to show you, because this is something that God wants everyone to hear, and God wants you to hear it. And I know how to do it. I know you're probably thinking that I'm crazy, but I'm not. I am not. I know what I'm talking about. I have heard the voice of God the Father over and over again. I have felt his love for me and for his people over and over again. And it never ceases to amaze me. It never ceases to inspire me. And it never ceases to surprise me and be vastly different than I would have imagined him to be. So when I began asking for this prayer that eventually became, Jesus, show me the Father, because I came to understand that knowing the Father's love for you is the goal of the Christian life, because that's what will make you holy. That's what will purify you and heal you. That's what will show you the truth that will set you free, as Jesus himself says. And at that point, through a friend of mine, I came to learn about a ministry called Heart of the Father Ministries. Heart of the Father Ministries is based in Pennsylvania, and it is a couple The man who founded it, his name is Neil Lozano. He wrote this book called Unbound. Now, the whole mission of Unbound is to show you the heart of the Father. So that ministry was leading me to experience exactly what I was praying for. Now, when I first learned about it, I thought it was all about deliverance. I thought it was all about the devil. I thought it was all about getting the devil out of your life, to show power over the devil and to do amazing things and to do the miracles that Jesus did. But I realized it wasn't about that. Yes, the devil was part of the picture. Yes, being delivered from evil spirits was part of the picture. Yes, knowing your deep wounds from your own family and knowing what to renounce and knowing what to discern that was affecting you was part of the path. But what I didn't understand was the goal at the center. Hearing the heart of the Father's love for you and his voice. Now, Unbound is a type of deliverance prayer that's set up in five keys: repentance and faith, forgiveness, renouncing, the prayer of command, and the Father's blessing. Now, Neil and his wife, I believe his wife's name is Janet, they learned from many other groups, from many other denominations, how to pray for deliverance. They wanted to develop a model that was easily taught, so they came up with Unbound. And I met them, I went to several conferences, I learned a lot about it, I read it, and one day the Holy Spirit helped me understand how to do it, because I was having so much trouble with that. Now, one obstacle that I ran into was at the end, when you're praying over someone, you're supposed to speak a blessing over them. You're supposed to ask God the Father to speak a blessing through you to that person. So this is meant to happen at least in a pair and often with three people, two praying for one that's asking for prayer. And when I would try to pray the Father's blessing over people, I couldn't do it. I couldn't think of anything. I didn't know what God wanted to tell that person. I had no idea what God the Father wanted to say to that person. And I remember going on this conference retreat, and it was an unbelievable experience. Some friends of mine were there, and there was this man in a wheelchair that had a relic of the true cross. Now, at that time, I was thinking about a lot of other things. I didn't really care about that relic. I wasn't thinking about that. I was worried about other things. So this friend that was there told me, Alvaro, this man has a relic of the true cross. You have to ask him to pray with it, and maybe he'll let you keep it for a few hours, and then you can give it back to him. Isn't this amazing? And I thought to myself, no, it's not. Leave me alone, because this was a friend that was really obnoxious to me at the time. Well, I ended up listening to her. I spoke to the man, and I said, my friend told me that you have a relic of the true cross. Can I pray with it? Can I keep it for this afternoon? Which was kind of a weird thing to ask, because that's a very precious object. He said, yes, keep it. We're having lunch right now. We have a break. Why don't you pray with it, and this afternoon, bring it back? I had no idea what I was getting myself into. So I took the relic of the true cross, which was in the shape of a crucifix. It was very, very beautiful. And I thought, is this even a true relic? I don't even know this person. This is crazy. And I love relics, by the way. I firmly believe in their power. So I'm not a skeptical person. But at that point, I was being very skeptical. I went up to my hotel, and we had had lunch. And I just remember I was kneeling at the foot of the bed. And I placed the relic on my heart. And I said, Jesus, do whatever you want to do. And I don't know with how much faith I prayed that, but that's what I said. And I remember at that very instant, it felt like there was a sword that was piercing its tip into my heart. It wasn't going into my heart, but it was as if sitting on my heart, almost like Jesus was saying, I'm right here. Do you want me to pierce this sword into you? And I froze and freaked out and thought, what is going on? This is really scary. And as I kept praying, it kept going a little bit deeper, almost into my heart. And I remember I began weeping and weeping and weeping, because it was as if I was feeling in my heart the pain that God the Father felt in his. That's what was coming to my mind this whole time. I was weeping and weeping and weeping. I was completely sold on this. It was unbelievable. What I had been asking for so many years and stories that you would not even believe me, I was finally receiving in that moment. That feeling of having that sword right on my heart stayed with me the whole weekend, even after I gave back that relic of the true cross. And that whole weekend, I felt in my heart the pain of God the Father that he feels for us. And it was so tender, so amazing, so unbelievable. From that moment on, when I would pray over people, the blessing of God the Father, images would come to mind, words, things that he would want to speak to them. But above all, I would always feel in my heart the absolute intense love that he had for them. So every single time I would pray unbound with someone, when we would get to the final blessing, I knew that if we persevered, I would feel the Father's love for that individual. And almost every single time I do that, I cry. And I can't help it. And if you ask my wife, I'm not someone that cries a lot. Ever since then, whenever I speak the Father's blessing over someone, I hear his voice. I know what it's like. And how I perceive God the Father is so much different than I did before. I no longer see him as harsh, as judging, as cruel, as desiring to punish us, as wanting to crush us, as wanting to send us into hell, and as all these things that people don't admit it, but they often have this view of God the Father. My friends, experiencing God the Father's love was transformative for me, and I want you to have that same experience. It is your birthright as a Catholic. It is your birthright as a Christian to have this experience that I had. It is not for me. It is for me to share with you. Now, this can happen in many different ways. You can pray for this grace to happen to you, but let me suggest to you that unbound prayer will remove from you every obstacle in your heart that is keeping you from receiving God the Father's love. Many of you, just at this suggestion, are freaking out. You're scared to receive God the Father's love. You're comfortable in your way of practicing your faith, and you don't really want to have a personal encounter with God. If that's you, stop it. Shame on you. Stop living a superficial faith and let God the Father's love touch you. Don't be afraid of his love for you. That's why Jesus died on the cross. Not just to save you from your sins, but to show you the Father's love. That's why he died on the cross. To save you from your sins so that you can understand God the Father's love for us. My friends, if you want me to pray unbound with you, I want you to send me an email. I want you to contact me. I want you to leave a comment down below, because I believe that the reason why God has made my channel have 7,000 subscribers and have so many views on so many different videos is for this person, this purpose. This is the mission of my life, to show the world the Father's love, because I have experienced it for myself. I don't just know it in my head. I haven't just studied it. I haven't gotten a doctorate in it. None of that. I have experienced the Father's love for me and for hundreds of other people time and time again. I know how to do it. He has given me this gift, and he wants you to experience it. It's free. I'm not going to charge you. I just ask for you to have courage and openness. My friends, you will be blown away when you experience the Father's love. Every answer and every question that you've been looking for to be answered will be answered when you experience it. It will blow you away. this is what Jesus came to show us. St. Thomas said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. I have seen him, and I want you to see him too." God bless you. Contact me. Be courageous, and I'll see you in the next video. God the Father loves you so much, and I love you too. I'll see you in the next video.